For the last year, the CRRC, Community Race Relations Coalition, has hosted a series of events to mark the 100 years since the lynching of Jesse Washington. At one of these events recently, member Hattie McGill sings "Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around," a traditional black gospel song that became an important freedom song during the civil rights movement.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around.
The year-long events mark a shift in local attitudes about remembering the Waco horror. It was just 10 years ago when controversy fell on Waco as a resolution condemning lynching was brought up for discussion at the McLennan County Commissioner's Court and City Council. Some lobbied for an apology or a memorial.
I've lived in McLennan County all my life, and I never heard this story until about 4 years ago when a fellow commissioner brought it up on the same resolution approved. So this is something that they think is going to do a lot of healing, but I think has actually divided the people more. I think it's opened up a lot of old wounds that, you know, that old adage, don't ever kick a sleeping dog, and I think that dog's been kicked hard.
That's former McLennan County Commissioner Ray Meadows in an interview with NPR in 2006. At the time, Meadows said he regretted that the event happened, but didn't feel the need to apologize for it. Despite the mixed support, the Commissioner's Court and City Hall both adopted a version of the resolution. But this wasn't the first time a resolution denouncing lynching was discussed. Just 4 years earlier, County Commissioner Lester Gibson introduced a similar resolution, but it failed to gain any traction. The passing of the 2006 resolution was spurred by the CRRC. Board Chair Joe Wilter said the city needed to acknowledge and remember its past while taking into account the suffering of both the Washingtons and the Friars.
And we're not here to idolize Jesse Washington, but to say we cannot take the law into our own hands and torture human beings and then have an audience of half of the population of the city and say that it's okay.
But the city's struggle to come to terms with its past didn't end there. In 2011, a version of the resolution was placed in the McLennan County Courthouse Rotunda, a move that was again met with opposition. Within the rotunda, the resolution was placed in front of a series of murals that had been done in the 1960s to reflect the city's history. It was placed here because in one painting of the old courthouse and City Hall was a hanging tree with a noose swaying from its branch. Commissioner Gibson's efforts and the 2006 resolution brought to surface the city's mixed feelings towards acknowledging the city's past, says McLennan Community College professor Ashley Cruz Turner.
We were fairly placid, and maybe it was all below the surface, but we sort of roil the waters here, right. and so you suddenly, as a group, on a smaller scale, this community is forced to reckon with its past and, of course, its present.
The efforts to remember Waco's past, which also includes ideas for a Jesse Washington monument or historical marker, have only happened recently. In the years and decades following the lynching of Jesse Washington, some preferred not to acknowledge the event at all, and some were scared to. This left the memory to be buried in the wake of other tragedies that Waco was more readily associated with, such as the deadly 1953 tornado, an event that left more than 100 dead and caused millions of dollars in damage. Some in the African American community saw this moment as divine retribution for the Jesse Washington lynching. The tornado destroyed the predominantly white side of town, but never crossed the Brazos, leaving black communities largely untouched. But other than that, Jesse Washington and what happened in 1916 was never really discussed. Cruz Turner says that's changed now, and no matter the time or place, the legacy of Jesse Washington will continue to be of importance for Central Texas.
This will continue to come up as somehow this thing that almost typifies kind of Waco's star-crossed ability to wander into infamy, to be notorious, you know.
Right.
So I think we'll talk about Jesse Washington as long as there's a Waco, Texas.
Once again, Waco has found itself at a crossroads. To talk about the city's violent and racist past, or to remain silent, as the community had for decades. This Sunday, on the 100th anniversary of Jesse Washington's lynching, just across the river from where it took place, the community will gather once again, this time to read and recall Jesse Washington's name and the names of others that fell victim to the sins of our past.